North Korea carried out its third nuclear test Tuesday. The state media confirmed that Pyongyang conducted an underground nuclear test after several monitoring agencies noticed unusual seismic tremors near the test site.
The Scientific Field for National Defense succeeded in the third underground nuclear test at an underground site in the northern part of the country Tuesday. The test was carried out as measures to counteract to defend the nation's security and sovereignty in the face of the ferocious hostile acts of the U.S., which violated the DPRK's legitimate right to launch a satellite for peaceful purposes.
The South Korean government stepped up its security alert level, holding an emergency meeting in an underground bunker. Analysts in Seoul claim Pyongyang's third nuclear test indicates that North Korea does not want to be subjected to the standards of the international community.
Kim Jong-un has to do this, carry out nuclear tests, and have genuine, you know, and become a genuine nuclear state, as a test of his legitimacy. So it's a legitimacy issue. It's a leadership issue. So you have to wonder whether Kim Jong-un really has much choice but to go ahead with the nuclear tests.
Pyongyang first warned it would conduct its third nuclear test in January. The warnings followed expanded sanctions by the United Nations in response to North Korea's satellite launch. South Korea's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the nuclear test would result in serious actions by Seoul and the international community, rhetoric that has been repeated.
As the UN Security Council Resolution 2087 specifies, any further provocation from North Korea will result in strict actions. I can't predetermine here what sort of action will be taken, but our government will take into consideration the formal resolution and take serious measures.
The ministry spokesperson did not answer why North Korea only notified the U.S. and China about its third nuclear test, but assured the press that Seoul and Washington are working together on this issue.
U.S. President Barack Obama reaffirmed Washington's defense commitment to South Korea, including nuclear deterrence. The White House also said it would not only seek sanctions at the U.N. Security Council, but take separate punitive measures against North Korea's nuclear test. Joseph Kim, Press TV, Seoul.